Welcome back. We're live one more time because we have more stories here at Autonomy, a show about sovereignty.
Okay, short one. Am I on?
You are on.
Right on. Okay, I parked my car in the yard, in the market, the Ottawa food market. And as I get out of my car, there's this guy in a pickup like this, and he's putting gas in his tank. Four cops show up, and they start harassing him. French-Canadian guy. So, anyways, they're harassing him about filling up his tank and everything, and he is just loses it. You know, tabarnakastiet. Crochet, you know, and all the good French-Canadian words. And Gestapo. And I'm standing there. Me and one other guy standing there, like 6 feet away. And 20 women just appear with cameras. Just, I don't know where they came from. And they're all got the cameras on and they're all looking at the cops. Now the cops wanted to just take that can and beat that guy up. But anyways, you got 20 women standing there with attitude and the camera running and they're not saying a word. And I'm looking, I'm just giggling. That's and this great. Quebecois guy is, you bunch of Gestapo pigs, and you can hear them all over the market. You got a really, really loud voice.
Wow, that's amazing.
And he's just chewing their ears off.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great. We're live on Podbean right now.
Okay. All right.
We should be done really shortly, though. How about yourself? How are you doing? How's your day been? Tell us.
Good. Just been busy trying to keep these EMS lanes open.
This is one of the wonderful gentlemen actually looking after the organization of the convoy who always changes. Always vehicles coming and going. What do you expect for tomorrow? It's a Saturday. The third weekend of the convoy. We made it to the third weekend.
Yeah. If we let it get one more week, it's going to get even bigger. But we're expecting a whole lot of people this weekend. A lot. There's a lot filing in down here. I'm coming in all over the place with the convoys coming in as well. It should be rather huge. Yeah.
Kent Street was...
It was pretty much empty.
Packed over four blocks, I think, on the weekend.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be bigger then?
Yeah, we've already added a couple hundred people today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it'll be big.
Well, I better keep my spot, I guess.
Yeah, you'll have.
Just know one thing, you know, I got some conversations with the residents in here, and they're not in favor of anything here.
Yeah, that's
you know that already?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is the...
I'm ready to move. If they want me gone, I'm happy to go somewhere else,
no,
you know?
No, this is what we're here for, you know? They might not be all right with it, but we're going to try and make it so that everybody's kind of happy here on a certain level, get the bathrooms
in. I want to signal
like that
too.
Keep the noise down. It's different here because we're in a residential area, so it has to be a little bit more respectful here. They're a little bit louder up front, but it's a lot of closed businesses at night. But here, they have families, and they have to go to work, and we realize that as well. So just trying to accommodate everybody's needs while
well, you've been sticking to the rules. You make a little party during the day, but like after 10 p.m., it's all quieted down.
Yeah. Even the officers came by
Brian,
today.
Brian, you're freezing me out. Close the door.
Yeah, they came by today and they asked me to tell the boys to keep the noise down, and the noise went down. It was good. We had, there was a drunk guy. He had a little bit too much to drink and we were having a hard time handling him. So we gave them a call and they came out, helped us out right away and got him out of there before he started any more troubles. So just working hand in hand with them. Sorry, I'm not too good at...
That was the Ottawa City Police that helped you out there.
Yeah, we're all working pretty closely together here.
Have you noticed that there were... I observed three gentlemen in uniform, big tall guys, showing up. Do you know what police force that was? I saw they had red stripes on their marine blue pants.
I'm not sure about the different police officers running around here. I'm from Alberta, so
the OPS has yellow stripes on marine blue pants.
Yeah.
So these guys had red. I don't know what that is.
They'd be out of town. There's been a lot of Sudbury police and stuff
That's
like that
what I
here.
Was
They've
figuring,
been sourcing
yeah.
officers from all over. But, I mean, they need the extra support here, and we need it too, because we're going to have a lot of people here, and we've got to make sure that everything stays peaceful and, you know, on a good level. It's pretty good so far, just to make sure. There's going to be a whole lot of people, and they need officers to kind of handle everybody.
For sure, yeah. How do you all keep the communications going? Do you have, like, do you make phone calls to the other sections of the convoy?
Yeah.
I mean, how many sections are there all over town that you know of?
I don't know if I should say that on there.
Okay, and give us just an orientation. Is it more than 20 different sections?
It would be city blocks, and it's hard to say because there's a lot kind of in different spots. They blocked the Western convoy on the other side of the bridge to begin with, so they were all stuck over there. And then there's a couple more spots on the outskirts. There's the biker kitchen as well, and they have some good food down there.
And they do, yeah. I had the first time yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So they're kind of just spread out all over for miles and miles around. If you were to take a walk down Kent Street here, it's packed all the way to the front. So there's probably 10, 15 blocks here. And they're all packed.
Really?
There's probably in every, I'd say, 2-3 blocks, there's probably 100 or so people, or vehicles at least, and a couple people per vehicle. And then everybody else who comes in on foot on the weekend, there's going to be a couple million of those guys too.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can resolve this and go home so we don't have to do this for another weekend.
I heard somebody's going to get fired on Monday.
Yeah, hopefully it's Trudeau.
We're all rooting for that, brother.
Yeah, you guys got everything you need down here?
Gentlemen, any cognac, whiskey, now's the time.
Yeah. Whiskey would be great.
Whiskey would be great. Yeah, same here. I'd like some too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got to just liberate these occupied stores, because that's really, isn't it absurd that the public liquor stores that are taxpayer financed and therefore we don't pay taxes are now restricting our access to these state sponsored goods? Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
I'm not too sure about the liquor system out here. It's a lot different in Alberta.
The government doesn't maintain any alcohol sales points in Alberta?
It's a little bit different. They do it. You're allowed to open your own liquor stores down there. And where the liquor comes from is government controlled. So it's a little bit different than out here.
That means suppliers have to have a government accreditation, so to speak?
Yeah, yeah.
A
and
license
with
the government.
They get a liquor license, and
yes.
then they're allowed to sell it. And they get it from government. Storehouses.
That's just like the SAQ, Brian, though, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it. Quebec.
Quebec is a pretty hopeless place at this point.
It is pretty, though. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple businesses around here. I wish they'd open them all up and they'd have a local boom. But the ones that are open here are pretty busy. There's a lot of people here that need a lot of food.
Yeah, so. But they tag them now. Like, people are demanded to show a pass to get in the store.
Yeah.
That's a perversion of public, honestly.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It
I mean,
is,
those are
yeah.
our stores. It's taxpayer finance. That's why we don't pay tax
well,
there.
If we're dealing with a government that's willing to steal our fuel and try and starve families from peacefully protesting and just exercising their rights as people, then there's no line they won't cross.
What did people put in these jerry cans when they came back from the cops? I understand they were tainted, so the gas was no longer usable, or what happened?
Yeah, the fuel they seized and brought back had either water or something in it, but it wasn't usable. The tank had to be drained and cleaned.
Was that true for how many?
There wasn't any fuel in there really to begin with, though. It was
okay.
pretty much empty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you very much, my dear. I'm not going to say any of your credentials. Like, I mean, credentials, yes, but not any of your identifiers, because there's a bit of worry how messages come across. So we're going to just leave it at this. But we are going to say that we are right on location. It's the fifth night that we're going to spend in the convoy embedded. People have been looking after me fantastically. So please stick with it. Tune back in. Maybe we're going to go live tomorrow night after our day. The third Saturday of the convoy in Ottawa, the biggest truck stop in the world. This is Maren Moltan over and out here at Autonomy, a show about sovereignty. Thank you all, gentlemen.